This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Becker. The president of Worcester Polytechnic Institute says the school would never blame a victim for being raped. That's amid the controversy over a civil lawsuit alleging that WPI's negligence contributed to a student's rape during a WPI research program in Puerto Rico. A security guard working at the WPI leased student apartment building was convicted of rape and is serving a 20-year prison sentence. The lawyers representing WPI suggested that the victim placed herself at risk by drinking alcohol and going with the security guard to the roof of the building. WPI President Lori Leshin issued a statement today acknowledging that the school did not vet or approve of the legal approach its former insurance company's lawyers are using. Well, we asked Naomi Mann, a clinical associate professor at Boston University Law School, about this type of questioning in suits like these involving sexual assault.
In civil cases, the easiest way most of the time to get a victim to drop a suit is to ask these types of questions. And generally speaking as well, there is a legal aspect to it, which is that where a school or an accused perpetrator of sexual assault can show that the victim was somehow partly at fault, the idea there is it can reduce the damages. In other words, if you're 10% at fault and the jury would award $1 million, the damages get reduced by 10%. So the victim would get $900,000.
So the victim would be almost contributing to the negligence involved that allowed this incident to happen.
Correct. You know, in our legal system, we allow for people to be sued for negligence and not be 100% at fault. We say if you are a certain percentage of fault responsible for the harm that happened to someone, then we will allow the victim to recover. What's really interesting about this case is that the lawyers for the school said that the victim should be barred completely from recovering because she is more at fault than the school.
How does this all play into Title IX then?
What's interesting about this claim is that what the school has made the decision to do is to basically say, yes, you were raped by a person who was hired to protect you, but because you had some alcohol, you are more at fault than we are. And because you went into a part of the building with them that happened to be dark, you are more at fault than we are. And that raises the specter of Title IX liability for the school. Because what Title IX and the Department of Education states is that women who attend schools and colleges should not be faced with a hostile environment. And it's the very definition of a hostile environment to say to a student, if you are raped and you have any alcohol, you will be more at fault than us. And if you go into any area of a school building with a stranger, even somebody who we've hired to protect you, even a professor at the institution, and you are raped, we will consider that you are more at fault than we are. Mm. And the message that victims at that institution are being sent is it is your fault if you've been sexually assaulted in those circumstances.
It would seem to me that the school is also saying this student signed a waiver and said, you know, the school is not liable for injury or other things, and read the handbook, agreed to the safety rules, and did all of those things. It seems an interesting legal strategy to take it a step further.
So two issues with that. Number one is, I mean, although certainly when you sign a waiver, generally speaking, they will hold up in court. However, for example, you know, every time you go to a trampoline park with children, there's a waiver that you sign. And if for some reason there was negligence in maintaining that park, or here with the school, negligence in maintaining the safety of the students, it is always a possibility that the institution would be found so negligent that it would override. There would be a public policy interest in overriding the waiver. It's always an option to say that the other person was more at fault. And this school chose to do so in circumstances that are really kind of illogical in terms of the larger liability that they face. And another option, very good legal option, is to say, yes, I understand that something terrible happened to you while you were at our institution. We as a school agree that it was terrible. However, we are not the negligent party. The negligent party is the company that hired the security guard. And these are the assurances that they gave to us, stating that the students would be safe with this security guard and in this building. And it's very interesting, particularly at this time in the culture wars over sexual assault, that the school decided, instead of bringing in someone else into the lawsuit, they decided to kind of fall into the blame the victim.
Naomi Mann, clinical law professor at Boston University. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much.